trusted, live and local. Your community all morning long here on 1480 WHBC.
Good morning and welcome back. It's 11:06 and you know, it's springtime now. It's almost summertime and a lot of people are going to be looking to buy either their first house, maybe sell their house, or just upgrade their home and move into another one, or maybe move into Stark County for the first time. Now, the last 2 years, the market has been a roller coaster. As soon as stuff hits the market, boom, it's gone, just like that. And I want to know, what is the market like now? Are people still paying $30,000 or $40,000 over the asking price? What is it like? Joining us right now, we have local realtor Dom Fonte on the line. Dom, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Jordan. How are you doing today? And you mentioned spring and almost summer. You're rushing me here because like it was like 20 degrees this morning, and I'm really anxious for spring before I get to summer. But
I know.
We walk before we run. What can I say?
As I said that, I'm like, man, we're only in like day number 10 of spring. But, you know, summer will be here before long, so let's all just wish for summer-like weather.
I'm wishing for a long spring, long summer, a long fall, and a short winter.
Yep. Unfortunately, spring and summer are still only going to be 4 or 5 months. So.
Hey, Jordan. So like what you're asking is what the market's doing, what's going to happen. So without a crystal ball and just looking at statistics, which is the hard thing because there's always things that modify and will change and ebb and flow through things that are out of our control, which would be inflation, consumer confidence, interest rates, supply, demand. Those are the kinds of things that affect, average daily people just trying to get through the day. You know, we want to take from the day, just not go through the day. So I'll try to give you some accurate, articulate information so that any of your listeners will be able to make an informed decision. And I say this all the time, and we've talked before, Jordan, that an informed decision maker is a happy decision maker. So yeah, we can jump right into that.
Correct. Definitely. You should be informed when you're thinking of spending $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 on the home that you've worked so hard to get. So yeah, what are some of the steps that people should be taking or thinking about this time of year as they're getting ready to make that life commitment?
So what happens is there's two sides of it. We'll just touch on. One side might be, I'm kicking around the idea of, buying. I'm a renter. Maybe I want to buy my first home. Maybe, I'm in the process of getting married or starting a family, and I'm looking to, get into a good school district or a good area, and I want to find the location convenient to whatever your lifestyle is, job or whatever. And so that would be the buying experience, and there's a handful of things there. And then the other side of it would be, I'm thinking about selling. Maybe I want to downsize. Maybe, I want to find my retirement home. Maybe I want to sell my home and go to a warmer climate. So that would be the selling side. So there's a handful of things that happen depending on what side of it you're on. So what side would you like to touch on first?
Let's talk about people who maybe they have owned their first home for 5 to 10 years and they're looking to sell it.
Okay. So what the struggle is right now, and again, there's the perception of what people think and then the actual reality, which is what I dial into because I'm trying to really understand, if you've been at it as long as I have, you've seen a lot of ups and downs, and I've been doing it for 34 years. So there's been a lot of ups and downs. So, if you had a bad experience or you went through a bad experience, it kind of scares you a little bit when you see what's really happening with supply, demand, interest rates, and all that. So I would say like probably the worry of someone that's been in their home several years and they're thinking about maybe upscaling or moving sideways or a different thing is, well, what if my house sells too quickly and I get a good price, which is fine. And like you mentioned in the intro that, it could be 10, 20, 30,000 more. It could be anything. There's different variables to that. But I think the person that's thinking of selling, what their fear will be is if I sell my house for a good price, I'm going to probably have to pay a good price to buy a house, which is true. Mm-hmm. And sometimes since there's less supply in the marketplace today, being in the last, couple of years, there's more people vying for that, which is driving the appreciation factor up so high right now. And then, you know, so the worry would be is do, you know, we buy first before we sell, so we have a destination to go to. But then how do you do that? Do you have the funds to do that? Is there the roadmap on how to do that? And then if you're not educated, so if you don't have a good informed agent that understands the market and how to prepare you properly, then it's more of a traumatic experience. So you always want to have, you know, since it's expensive and it's emotional, you want to have a good guide to kind of walk you through those steps in a very calm, relaxed motion so that you have a good experience.
Yeah.
So that's probably what I would say is just get informed first. Have a meeting with your agent or someone that's informed that gets the market and understands supply, demand, and what's really happening, not what they think is happening.
Are we still seeing people, I hate to use the term overpaying, but are people still, you know, bidding really high to get that house? And I mean, a lot of the time it's over the original asking price by a lot of money.
I'm seeing a variety of a lot of things right now. So it has a lot to do with price point too. So let's say, you know, you're in a certain price point, let's say 150 to 250 price range, 150,000 to 250. And let's just say, if you look at the demographics of the buyers, so let's say a lot of these buyers today, you know, you have 50% of the first time buyers that are, say, millennials, right? They're in their early 30s. And so they might be in that price range. So that's a tough price range to be in, even 300 nowadays. So there's a lot of people vying for that. So you might have five people interested in one particular thing. And so then the seller, maybe not really understanding, you know, how to negotiate. That's why you need a savvy agent, because sometimes, you know, they'll say, oh, look at this one. It's the best price of those offers. But maybe they have to sell a home. Maybe they have a small down payment. Maybe there's too many contingencies in there that in reality it may not happen. So, you know, it may be price. It could be terms. It could be down payment. It could be other things to make the transaction more firm, more for sure, you know, more exciting for the seller. So you need the agent to kind of explain what are the benefits of each of these offers. And in some cases, yes, they do go over. And then if there's financing involved, which in most cases there is, one of the things that a lot of times sellers aren't thinking about is what if it doesn't appraise? Like, let's say we pay $20,000 over the listing price and it doesn't appraise for that price. Now you're back to the table renegotiating, or the transaction falling through, and then, you know, then it throws a wrench into everybody's plans. So I think, you know, there's a lot of little dynamics in the current market situation. And again, so you want to be informed, and we always want to make sure we know what today is happening in your backyard, not in California, not in the headlines. You know, nothing, you know, we want clarification of what's truly happening so that you can make that informed decision, you know? So, yeah, there's lots of things to factor in if you pay over asking price.
Yeah, yeah, there is a lot to factor in. And as someone myself who, and I've told you this before when I've had you on air, I have held off on diving fully into the home search. I rent right now, and I'm kind of scared. I don't want to pay $30,000 over the asking price to purchase my first home, because it's already a very, very big commitment. Would you tell people, you know, hey, maybe just reevaluate if you don't need to buy a home right now? Maybe if you're still comfortable, just settle there?
Well, so part of it is understanding, you know, if you're looking east or looking west, right? If you're not going to find the sunset in the east, right? So even though it looks bright that way, you just need to know the facts. So what's happening right now is, you know, as a younger person, you know, the rates are on the rise. So let's say a 30-year fixed rate's about 4.5%, let's say. And just about a year ago, you know, a year and a half ago, it was 2.87 or 2.86. So when you see that much of a change, it's pretty dramatic psychologically. But then if you're looking at it for borrowing money, it might be just a little bit of money up, you know, like say 25 cents, 20 cents per thousand. So I think that's, you need to understand, what does that mean to your budget? So, you know, when someone says, you know, the house price is now 10,000 higher, you know, you're not paying 10,000 more necessarily out of pocket in cash. You're financing 10,000 more. So when you're looking at your budget, you have to look at the monthly outlay. So sometimes, like when you see that increase, it scares you. And then you hear your parents or somebody saying, you know what, there was that bubble in 08. I think we're going to go there again. And then the prices are going to plummet in value, and you don't want to be on the wrong end of the stick, right?
Yeah.
So I think what you do is you kind of look at your income, you look at your needs, right? And then you have a consultation with a professional that's very knowledgeable. And then you kind of understand what the process looks like. And then you get pre-approved to say, okay, what kind of loan programs are there? Because I think maybe I have to put 20% down. Maybe I can put 3% down. So you need to know what options are available to you. And then you say, okay, what does that look like on my monthly payment with taxes and insurance? And then is that budget good? Now you say to yourself, well, maybe the prices are going to come down. We should wait and see. Because believe it or not, 77% of the consumers today, like today, think that we're in a bubble. Mm-hmm. 44% of the real estate agents think we're in a bubble today. Now, the question is how would you know that? So it might be, well, I just have a feeling we are because I have a memory of the past. So then you got to break it down and say, okay, what is the supply? What is the demand? What is the interest rates? Okay. And then how many choices? Like say realistically, you know, if you're an entry level buyer and this is your first home, and you're going to buy a house for say 150, then you want to say, okay, in these areas I'm interested in, what's available for 150? And you're looking and you're like, wow. Nothing, hardly. So now I'm going to have to go up to 180. So then you say, okay, what would 180 look like if I put 5% down? And what's 5% of that? So you can do the math. And then you say, okay, if it's $4.28 per thousand and I'm borrowing $150,000, you would do that math and say, okay, that's my principal and interest payment. And then does that look like that fits into my budget? And you're going to say, well, I don't even know because I never had a budget. So you kind of have to understand that if you have a certain income, you probably don't want your housing to be more than 30% of your income. So if you make a gross income times 30%, that'll tell you you should probably stay within that range, hypothetically.
Yeah, there's a lot, Tom, that goes into factoring, you know, what your budget is and when the time is right. But, you know, everyone knows that time frame for themselves better than others. We got to go here. And before we leave, Dom, can you tell us where can people find you at and so forth?
Sure. If you need to call me directly on my cell, that's 330-418-1535. Or you can send me an email if you'd like at dominic@dominicfonte.com. Or if you'd like to see my more than 348 five-star reviews to see what you would experience working with me and my team, go to dominicfonte.com. And then the final thing would be is if you're thinking of selling and you just want a cool report by typing in your address, go to domwhatsmyhouseworth.com and find out more.